Hello, hello, and welcome to Reality Hits. How is everybody doing? I just want to say thank you so much for joining me here today on January the 25th. I'm so excited to share and just thankful for you for allowing me to just pour out what's on my heart. And I just want to say thank you. Also, I want to remind you if you could go ahead and like and share and hit the subscribe button. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's get going. I have something really big I want to share. And so grab your coffee, grab your tea, and just have a seat. So let's go ahead and get started. So today, you guys, I want to talk about something really deep. But before I do that, I want to say that I just recently got back from an amazing conference retreat that I do every 6 months with Real Talk Kim in Fayetteville. And I was able to meet up with my inner circle family. We had an amazing time. I had a lot of awakening in my mind and my heart about some areas in my life that I need to pursue and some dreams that have been stagnant. And Pastor Kim really talked about awakening the dreams inside, like, a dreamer to dream again. And so it's been really like amazing to get back home now and kind of like certain dreams that I've had in my heart have resurfaced and some things that I want to do in my life, just to help me in my finances and in some things that I want to do. So I want to say that I am glad to be back home and get kind of reacquainted with some things that I need to do here. And let's just go ahead and get started. So we are going to talk about just being single. And not only that, but I guess single parenting is going to be my main topic today, which I know a lot of us can relate. And so let's go ahead and get started. I found a lot of tips that's going to help us. And I also want to share a little bit about my experience growing up. And at one time, I was that single mom. And again, not by just because I wanted to be single, it's just because life happened and that was the situation that I was put in. But I just want to share a quick opening statement. It says, single parenting is such a unique and personal journey with its own set of challenges and rewards. It's a blend of juggling responsibilities, maintaining balance, and also finding moments for self-care and growth. So today, I do want to share my personal experiences and the ways that I navigated through them. It truly has been a journey for me as I continue to rediscover my life unfold one day at a time. And it really is a daily walk, as we are coming through the years and times of our lives. We have to do daily we rediscover our lives and moments that we're in, the journeys that we're going through, the changes that we're experiencing. And so I want to take you back to the year, gosh, 1991, when my son was born. And I was married, and like just the choices that I made as a young teenager, thinking I needed to get married and, just move away and do my own thing. I thought that was the right thing to do. Nevertheless, it just created a lot of problems in my life because I was very young. We both were very young, my ex and I. And so just to bring you back to the year 91, I want to just start there because a lot happened thereafter. That year was when my son was born. We came back from Japan. He was born in Okinawa, and we came back to the States. He was 3 months old. And I was happy to be home. I had a lot of issues through my pregnancy while I was in Japan. I was not in a good headspace. I had the postpartum blues, postpartum depression, you name it, I had it. a lot of stuff also, just as I was there, I was missing home, I was missing my mom, I was young, and I just needed to be home. I had a C-section, you name it, I had it. And so just through just the circumstances and that time, I decided I needed to be back, so I did. Quickly, I joined, I was living with my mom. I joined a church here in Galveston in November. I gave my life to the Lord in November, and Beau was dedicated as well at a very young age, at 3 months. And within about a year time, it was when everything just changed in my life, because I was not the same person that I was back then. I was very, I don't know how to say it in a nice way, but I was not probably your nicest person as a teenager. I was, just not very happy. I was The relationship that I was in was toxic, and it was just not the greatest thing. It was just a lot of things that I was involved in was not very healthy for me, and obviously for my then husband. And so it was just a very tumultuous lifetime that I was having in that moment, and I just felt like it was not healthy. So, long story short, I came to the States. I ended up joining Church of the Living God. A year later came, and the ex-husband then came and I said, "Pam, you're just like this different person. It was just, we just kind of felt like it wasn't gonna work." I don't remember exact timing and the years. I don't want to go and ramble on, but there was just so much that took place. I think within 4 years, I want to say, he was in and out of our lives. And I did have to do the single thing. It was me going to school. I put myself through secretarial school at this nearby place here in Galveston, where they were where you can go to school there to learn how to type and learn secretarial skills. So I did that for 6 months. I got my certificate. I learned how to type while Bo was in daycare, while I was at work at UTMB. I had just gotten hired in 1992 at UTMB, kind of HR, that kind of, administrative duties kind of job. And so it was great. I did that for about 4.5 years. And during that time, the husband then was in and out of our lives, in and out of the picture. I could not ever count on him. He was going through his changes in life as well. And so it was very hard. I remember having to get WIC for Bo, when he was a baby. I remember having to go through and getting assistance. I needed the assistance. I was on food stamps for a short while. I had to get all the help that I can get, because that's what a mother does. When you have recourses, and you have to do what you got to do, and that is what I needed to do in that time. I remember Bo going to daycare. He went to a daycare where they helped me because I could not afford childcare for him, with the job that I had. And so I can't tell you that it was easy. It wasn't easy at all. And I was still trying to be a mom, and I was still married. And then all of a sudden, my life had to take a shift. I was thinking, is this the lifestyle that I want my child to have? Is this the life that I am willing to put him through? The marriage that I had was toxic. It was not healthy. We were young. We were very naive. There was always fighting, arguing. We talked really bad about each other back and forth. And so I am very thankful that it did not get physical, but it was very close to it. And if anything, it was very emotional. It was a lot of, I was going through a lot of emotional stress. And so, I am thinking, let me go ahead. We talked about, let's make this work. Let's make this marriage work through conversations and just overall in the times that we would be around each other back and forth with his mom's house, my mom's. I mean, we were just literally everywhere. And we thought, it'd be great to make our marriage work. And I knew that I did not want both to be an only child. I was an only child, and I can't really tell you that, it has its pros and cons, but I really did not want to just have one child. So lo and behold, our Caitlin came along in 95. Boski was a little bit, not even 4 years old at this time. And we were staying at his parents' house, and at 3 months old, he had made a decision to go to another go to the valley and go look for work. And I was like, great, I have a 3 month old and a 4 year old here at the point at this time. And through different circumstances in life, it just did not pan out to be like I wanted it to be, due to some choices and decisions that he had made back then. I was pretty much forced to divorce him because of some of the choices and decisions that he had made. One of them was being unfaithful. And so I had no other choice. I did talk to my pastor at the time and my mentors. These women were my mentors and my coaches, and I had every grounds for divorce, so I did. And Caitlin was very little. She was not even a year old when this happened. And so at this point, I became single, and I had to again do what I needed to do to survive. I tried to go to school, and it just didn't work. The time was just not on my corner. It was just not the right timing. And so, and it was just so many times that I would, go to work, and Caitlin was babysat by my grandma for a little bit, and then she was also babysat by another friend of mine in her home. And Bo was in little day school, and I was going to work, and it was a hustle. It was like, let's get it done. Just get up every morning, do what I need to do. I don't remember if I was going to the gym or not, but I believe I started going. Yes, I did. I started going to the racquet club, and I became a member there for years. We were a member at the racquet club, and I still managed to exercise and work out and stay healthy and fit. And so, kind of moving forward, however many years, I want to say maybe a year and a half, I met the love of my life. I met Mike. And that was in May of 97, I believe. And he was the most amazing thing that came into our lives. He was an angel. He definitely took me and my two kids. He took us on. And I can't tell you enough just how much of a blessing that was. Now, y'all, being single is no joke. I've been there a couple of times, and if I didn't have my mom, or if I didn't have the friends that were able to help me, if I didn't have the church family to help me, I probably would not have been as good as, I could be, like I could have been. I mean, it was a task. It was a lot of work, because you have to do all the chores for the kids. You have to, take them here. You've got to pick them up. You've got to feed them. You've got to take care of yourself. You've go to church. We did that. We were in church every single time that the doors were open, all the way from Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings. We were in church, and I had my church family help me a lot. And so, thankfully, I was not single for a very long time, because Mike came into my life in 97, and the rest of that is just history. I mean, he was the best thing ever. He was the man that God gave me for the time being. And we were able to do a lot of things together, raise our children together. But just in the singleness that I was, just God was able to help me grow in my faith, help me become that woman that I needed to be so that this man could come into my life. Not that I was completely perfect, because there is no such thing as perfection. But when Mike came into my life, it just did something. It was just like a blessing. I can't tell you the first year was like flowers and butterflies, but we made it through that year. And by the second year was the year that he gave his life to the Lord through Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. And we had already had Megan, and she was two, and we decided to get married. And then everything else just was just another journey in my life that I would love to share here in a lot of time. But right now, I just want to let you know that I understand what you're going through when you're single, or you have kids that you're raising, and you're like, gosh, what do I do? How do I do this? I tell you what, I honestly was praying. I was always praying for my kids. I was always praying for them. I was on my knees in my closet praying for them. And so many times that I didn't even know what to do and how to do it. I was just so desperate. I was so broken, devastated, rejected. I was hurt by the situations that happened to me when Peyton was born. During that time, I was going through so much in my life that I had to make some big girl decisions, and I was 25 years old, and I had to make some decisions that were going to determine our future, our lives. And so I am so thankful that I was able to be mature enough to know that this was not going to be something that I'm just going to sit back and wait, that I had to take action. And sometimes there's some things that we have to do. You have these plans, you have these ideas, you have a vision, but nothing happens unless you take a step forward and make the decision to make things happen. And so I wanted to give you guys just some tips that I researched on and looked into for single parenting. And the first one that I want to share is develop a support network. It says here, it says, don't be afraid to ask for help. Seek both practical and emotional support from friends, family, and others in your community. I can't emphasize enough how important this is, because you can't do it alone. There's just no way. I had a really good friend by my side. She also had a big family. My friend Tasha, we're still friends like 34 years later. And she was like my sidekick. Like, we would share stories, we do things together. Our kids love spending time with each other. They spent the night together. And that also gave me a little break. When my kids got to go over her house, that gave me a little break, a little time that I could reflect and enjoy a little quiet time, or go to the store by myself. And so it was really nice having that, and also I had church family to help me. I had my mom, that was a big help, because at this time I lived upstairs in the house that we're in. It was a two-story, and my mom was downstairs, so the grandkids would always go down there and visit her. I would have quiet time upstairs, so it was a huge help. So I can't emphasize enough to definitely count on your family, your friends. Find you a good support group. Find even time to exercise. Maybe have a 30-minute, like, little time that you can go get a workout, or go around your neighborhood and go walking. Maybe you can call a neighbor that to watch, your child, watch the kids, or maybe a teenager, pay them, a little money to babysit. All those things are important for you to be healthy, to be mentally together and strong, so that you can be a better parent, right? And moms are not the only single mamas. Their dads are single too. And so, dad, this applies to you as well. You do need to have that time, and definitely confide in people that you trust. The next one is take time for yourself. Schedule regular breaks or activities that allow you to unwind and focus on your own needs. Y'all, this is really important. If you can't take time to better yourself and keep yourself on a good vibe, on a good positive note, how are you going to be mentally and emotionally healthy for your children? So this is super important. Find time that you can meditate, and however you find that to be for you, whether it's reading, writing, journaling, finding time to put your thoughts on paper, maybe if it's reading the word or just writing down your top three, your top three like things that you enjoy the most about your day, and maybe the top three things that you could change some things maybe or learn from some things, like write them down before you go to bed. I think that's really important. I feel like that has helped me a lot, is to write everything down, write my thoughts. I journal a lot. I have a lot of journals from the way very beginning. And my first person that gave me my Bible back in 1991 also gave me a journal, and she dedicated it to me. And so it has helped me a lot, and has taught me a lot too, and to be consistent. The next tip I want to share is maintain a routine. So keeping a daily routine provides structure and stability for both you and your children. I cannot like highlight this enough, is to have a routine. Super, super duper duper important, because kids know that. Kids know when they're all out of sort. Like if you're out of sort, they're gonna sense it and they're gonna be out of sort. But once you have your life in order, which I think it starts in your home, I think it starts in your room, making your bed, putting your clothes away, folding your clothes, tidying up, and keeping your room clean helps to also keep your spiritual body clean, like your mind clean, like orderly, right? Organized. So that's one thing that I've always been really good at, I said, in my own personal walk. And I've taught that to my children as well. But definitely having a routine has helped me, as a young mom, is teaching them to have a bedtime routine, brushing your teeth, doing a 5 minute tidy as soon as you come home, put your shoes away, backpack away, and change out of your school clothes. You can grab a snack, do your homework before TV. And then next thing if they can help a little bit or have quiet time, or help prepare, for dinner, or help whatever it is that they needed to do before dinner needs to get done. And then I would say before bed, have a good bedtime routine for them as well. And try to be consistent, because if you're not consistent and you're being wishy-washy, they're not going to take you serious. And they're gonna try to win one over you every time, because they're gonna ask you and they're gonna say, can we watch TV, or can we do this, can we do that? And you already know darn well, like, if you only have 3 hours before bedtime, most of that is not probably gonna happen as far as TV time and other kind of stuff. Maybe quietly play with toys or read books or play outside. And maybe if you want to watch TV, maybe give them a certain amount of time that they can be on the TV, and time it. Even if you have to put a reminder, time it. And I said, okay, 5 minutes, TV's going out. And really be consistent, because if you're not going to be consistent, they're not going to take you serious. So definitely that is super important. I think routine is important. And then they will thank you for it. In the long run, they will value and understand that time is precious, time is important, and how you invest your time is even more important, that you have time with them. The next one is communicate with your children. Talk to your children often and openly. This builds trust and helps them understand the world around them. Again, this just as exactly as it says, just talk to your children. Explain to them what is going on. Explain to them what's getting ready to take place. Give them time frames. Like in 10 minutes, we're about to go to the store and we're gonna go buy food. And then when we come back, I need you to take your shoes off and then start on your homework. Or I need you to help me prepare dinner. Maybe you can assist cutting vegetables, or let them know as soon as we get home, I need you to take the trash out. We only have about an hour left, and then I'm gonna need you to brush your teeth and put your PJs on. Then you can have quiet time. I think it's important, the more that they know what's expected, like what's coming up next, the more they're like, oh, okay, I understand now. If say for instance, for me, I get home at 7:30. because right now that's how my schedule is. And when I had my grandbabies, I would tell them exactly what we're gonna do. And their bedtime was 8 o'clock for the first grandchild for Eli, and then Kylie would have probably about 8:30 to 8:45, 9 o'clock. But there were some times that I would just go a little bit over with her because she was, I would tell her, okay, Kylie, I'm gonna give you this much time, but don't be waking up all crabby in the morning. You better be like a sweet little butterfly and smile pretty and be happy. Okay. She's like, okay, Coco. And she liked to read her books before bed. She would do her little journaling before bed. And I would tell her, pick your top three, things that you liked about your day today, and put on there maybe one thing that you just didn't go so well, and what, tell me about it. So she would write down, and I would do my journaling. I would start reading my books before bed, and then we both take off our glasses, like the old ladies. We take off our glasses, put them up, and said, okay, Kelly, it's time. And turn the lights off, and I pray for her. And that was our routine. And so, and the kids also knew that we didn't have TV during the weeknights. They didn't even ask for TV, maybe here and there, but they knew, because between 7:30 and 8:30 that I had to try to get them to bed, or try to at least get Eli to bed, I was preparing a quick meal for them to eat. And so the kids would automatically come to my room, and they would play Legos. Kylie would play with her Barbies. They would put their PJs on already. And then, I would feed them. Then at about 8 o'clock, Eli's brushing his teeth. At 8:30, Kylie's brushing her teeth. I'm already putting him in bed, tucking him away, praying for him. Good night, lights out. And then the same thing with Kylie. I was that grandma, and I did not mind doing that. I love doing that because I love my grandbabies. But y'all, with your kids, this is something that is super important. You have to create a safe environment for them to be themselves, to be able to talk. And not only that, but to also create a routine. They love that. They love it because it's creating order in their lives, because there's just no room for chaos. Chaos is, it makes your life very difficult and very complicated. Sometimes you have to give up some things. You have to give up a lot to raise your children. I had to give up a lot. Like, while my grandbabies were here, I had to give up watching TV time during the weeknight, because I knew that if I were to sit down and watch TV, they're gonna want to come and watch TV as well. And so that was taken away from them, because I didn't want them to be distracted, because TV in itself is just another form of distraction. It can be good in many ways, but in this case, our time was very short. So I want them to be able to spend time with each other, playing, reading, Legos, Barbies, cars, whatever they can get their hands on, that they can be like in the same room playing. That's really what I wanted for them. And so, and then while they're doing that, I'm preparing a meal. And so it just became a routine. It was just this, if I could say the same thing for the most part on a weeknight. And then on a Friday night, they would be so longing to watch a movie with Coco because they were waiting for that special time. So the TV became a special thing for them. It became a treat. It became like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch TV. And so we put their kids shows. Eli would pick a show, Kylie will pick a show, we'll watch TV, have popcorn, we will have pizza, we'll have their favorite ice cream. They're eating, get out their favorite ice cream, and they would get their favorite ice cream, and we watch a show. And Saturday nights too, sometimes we'll watch a movie on a Saturday night, and then we watch whatever they wanted to watch. It could be a movie, it could be a Disney show. It could be a, I apologize for that, you guys. I just had a call. And so we made TV time special. It was almost like a privilege, right? And then Sunday we go to church in the morning. So that was our routine. So whatever routine is for you, whatever seems feasible for you, whether it's sports, if you go here and then come home and then cook, and then whatever it is, your routine, just make it work. It's not that complicated. Just make it work for you. And then the next one is manage finances. Take steps to keep track of your finances and create a budget. Financial stability can reduce stress and give you a peace of mind. And this has been a whirlwind for me because this is the area, I guess, where I'm like the least successful at. And I'm still like every day, every month, every year, I'm still learning. And I have been able to keep up with a budget. It's something that my husband and I, we did when we were married. We did, he, you know, pretty much we had to do a budget because at this point we had a pretty big family. We had four kids. And so a budget is super important just to see, you know, what you're spending, where's it going, what's your balance, who do you owe money to. Definitely very, very important to create that. And also to be able to have a little extra just to go have fun, you know, miscellaneous, go to a movie, treat yourself to something, you know, special, important. And so definitely keeping your finances in order is very important. And if you are a single mom, there's always ideas, you guys. God just like opened up my mind and my heart to dream again because I had this dream of owning my business in some sort, which I've had before. I was a Mary Kay sales director. I've done vendors event. I know what that's like, but I didn't know what to do it in. And I'm just like, Lord, let me like use my fingers, like use my hands. I just want you to bless my hands to bless people. And sure enough, God has already poured some ideas and some things that I'm working on right now, just like giving me witty ideas and inventions. This always has been my prayer. And so if that is something that's in your heart's desire to do something a little extra and create a little extra income, you can definitely do that. There is so much out there. The internet is full of ideas, and that you can do a research and look into. There's so much out there on how to do so many things in life. Like, why not? And at 55, I almost felt like my time was done. I felt like it's ended. It's too late. I'm too old. But guess what, y'all? God has revived my heart and has revived the dreams that I've had in my heart to do some things now. So now is the time. Now is the time for you to move. Now is the time for you to pick up and do something because if you don't do it, nobody else is. It's what I tell my kettlebell class, my people that come. I always tell them, you are here for a reason, for such a time as this, because if you don't do something for yourself, nobody else is going to do it. If you don't exercise, nobody else is going to do it for you. So I'll always, always commend them for choosing themselves to stay fit, to stay healthy. You have to choose yourself because if you don't choose yourself, nobody else is going to choose you as far as staying healthy, keeping yourself trimmed and clean. You know, if you wear makeup, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But keeping yourself neat and always presentable and just doing like putting yourself first is very important because when you're healthy and you're secure and you're happy with yourself, then you can provide the same things for your children and the people around you, right? And so it's super important to do that. It's super important to find things that will help you, things that will make you a better human, things that will help you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I think those are my like my top three. And the last but not least, be consistent. Consistent discipline helps children understand expectations and creates a calm environment, which means whatever method of discipline you've decided to go with, stick with it. But if it's not working for you for some reason, you're just like, I cannot get to this child, then find other ways of disciplining. You know, if it means taking the PlayStation, the little handheld games, the iPads, if it means taking those things away, putting them away for a little bit, if it means taking away playtime or date time when they have play dates, if it means going to bed early, if it means TV time, taking away TV times, whatever it works for you, stay consistent. Because if you are inconsistent, they will again not take you serious. And so that was my biggest thing is just being consistent, making sure that, you know, if you're grounded, you go into bed. If you believe in spanking, that's your choice as well. Whatever works for you, just, you know, be consistent. And so timeout, if you have to use timeout, if you have to use whatever reinforcements you have to use to kind of instill in that child the positive behavior, explaining to him like, why are you in trouble? Why are you in timeout? And reinforcing the positive behavior thereafter, just sharing with them what you want to see. So I want to end with this topic that I read, which was very interesting because I never heard about it and I never read about it back then. But it talks about understanding the single parent stress syndrome. I don't know if have you guys heard of that? I never knew there was such a thing, but it talks about here's what it says. It says the stress of single parenting can sometimes feel overwhelming. In fact, the pressure of juggling everything is so profound that it's often referred to as single parent stress syndrome, SPSS. Recognizing this is the first step in managing it. Understanding your limits, seeking support, and practicing self-compassion are essential in reducing stress and avoiding burnout. Oh my goodness. How many of us have been there? How many of us have been like burnt out to where just like, oh my gosh, I need a break. I just need me some time out. And at this point, you like put the children's go watch TV. I need to go to the other room. Y'all, I've done that many times in my lifetime. I've done that to where I've gone to my closet and I've sat there and cried. I've done that to where I was just like, let me go to the bathroom. Let me just sit here for a minute. It's okay to do that. It's okay to feel that. And, but definitely not okay to stay there. Like don't stay in that frame of mind because it will mess you up. Definitely seek help. Like talk to your, if you have a mom, a dad, if you have a sister, a brother, a cousin, a friend, a pastor. Gosh, if just have that somebody that you can trust, that you can feel safe talking, and share your thoughts and your ideas and emotions. I think it's super important that you create a safe environment, people that you can trust and talk to. So with all this being said, you guys, I am so thankful that I get to share this with you and that you allow me to come into your space to talk a little bit about my experience and also just share different topics. If you have any ideas of any particular topic that you want me to talk about or share, if there's anything that you want me to look into and we can discover together, I would absolutely appreciate that. Just send me a text if you have my number, or you can always email me at PamelaMossey@gmail.com. If you want to send me, just a few words on what you want to talk about, or if you have a particular topic that you want me to share and elaborate a little bit more, I would be more than willing to do that. I am so thankful to have you guys on my side, to know that you care so much, that you give me your time to listen to my podcast. Reality Hits was also a dream of mine to do a podcast, and now God has allowed me to bring it forth into fruition to share with my listeners. So until next time, let's just see what we can talk about next. In the meantime, you guys have an amazing weekend. I will be back on next week. Until then, you guys don't forget to like, share, and hit the subscribe button. I am in all social media platforms, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. I am in all those platforms. Please search me up and support me as much as possible. I love you guys. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your week. Till then.